This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Lucas County Health Center, Pella Corporation, Crossroads of Pella, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Mon and Seedster Meyer and Nickel, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Raceway, Kevin Wadley CPA in Knoxville, and Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who needs life insurance and why? Let's go in depth with Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance, Knoxville. So, Todd, does everybody need life insurance?
It's tough to blanket statement that everybody does, but the majority of people do have some sort of need for life insurance, I think, whether they realize it or not. What we like to do is sit down and do an analysis for people individually and determine what their needs are and how much they need, and then figure out what kind of life insurance even do they need.
Well, sure. Now that you said that, I'm thinking, well, if I was Donald Trump sitting here, Donald Trump probably doesn't need it.
Actually, to the opposite, he probably does, because he's going to have a lot of estate tax issues. And so life insurance can pass along tax-free. What a lot of folks have to worry about, and we see this with business owners and farmers and people with larger estates, is a good portion of their assets may go to taxes when they pass. And so you don't want your family to have to sell a business or sell farm ground or sell something to create the cash to give Uncle Sam. So life insurance takes that place. So somebody like Donald Trump would have life insurance in place not to pass on the money to his family, but enough to cover his tax bill on his death.
I guess I didn't know that. I've never been the recipient of a life insurance policy. And so I didn't know that. I just figured that that the government would take a chunk of that. Am I the only one that doesn't know that?
Yeah, No. I think a lot of people don't realize, in fact, life insurance. If you came in, bought some life insurance, and you had a death benefit that went to your family or charity or some sort, that money passes on tax-free. So if you give them $100,000, they get $100,000. There's no money out of there that goes towards taxes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Lighton State Bank, CrossFit Turnup at KNX Fitness and Training, the Knoxville Recreation Center, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, iHealth Solutions, Medicap Pharmacy in Knoxville, Best of Times, Central College, and Pella Regional Health Center.
I continued my conversation about life insurance with Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance in Knoxville. I've always thought of it as an investment to protect your family's future, but I guess I never thought about it as being a tax-free investment, given inheritance taxes.
Correct, yeah. So a couple different ways to look at that. One, if somebody does have that large estate, and we're talking over, I think it's $5.3 million today, there could be an estate tax situation. And so life insurance can help pay the taxes on that. But for the average person like us, we're not going to have an estate tax. And this is a way to leave tax-free money. So if I'm leaving a retirement plan, an IRA to my family, or let's say I want to leave it to you.
That'd be nice.
Yes. You're gonna pay taxes on that money. Now, if I leave a life insurance policy to any of those people, that will be tax-free money.
Well, that's good to know. Do people plan their investments then around their life insurance policy? Does that happen?
You know, some do. I think it's just part of the process. There's so many pieces that go together, whether it's your investments, your health insurance, your life insurance, your long-term care planning. You know, we can do really well at one of those things, but if we don't do well at all of them, the plan could fall apart depending on your situation.
Now, let's just say that I was a new potential client that I walked in here. How would the conversation go?
First off, I just like to find out what your thoughts are, what your concerns are. I ask you about your family. Who do you want to leave money to? What are your assets? What are your debts? Really just get to know the client and figure out what concerns them. And how do we make sure that we put those concerns to bed?
So you get to know the person first?
For sure. Yeah, it's tough. I'll have people call once in a while and just say, hey, I need life insurance. What can you get me? It's not quite that easy. We need to know a lot more about the person. I like to know, you know, we need to know how old they are and if they're married and if they have kids and do they want to leave the kids money or do they want to leave money to charity or are they just looking at covering their debts? Are they looking at covering college tuition for young kids potentially? What exactly is their concern?
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Anytime Fitness in Pella, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Van Tassel, the Pella Indoor Pool, Twin Cedars School District, and Columbia Store and Tire. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Edward Jones Financial Advisor Justin Madsen, DMAC in Ankeny, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Katie Didd's General Store, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about life insurance with Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance in Knoxville. Yeah, so if you're a single person without any kids and you're older, and you might have a whole different thing than somebody with a big family, you'd need more insurance.
Exactly, yeah. If you're a single person and you don't have kids, or let's say I run into this where kids are well off already and they don't necessarily care about leaving them, so they may just look for a funeral expense type policy. Or we also see that they want to leave money to charity. They want to make sure that some sort of local charity is well taken care of upon their passing. So they could buy a life insurance policy with some sort of local charity as the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm. So does it help if you know people then, like your friends come in or people you know in the community? Does that provide you an advantage then to provide them with what they need?
If I already know the folks?
Yeah.
You know, yes and no, because everybody's got a little bit of a story that they haven't told. And so what I try and do is find out what that story is. What, having a cup of coffee with somebody that you're good friends with, you may not understand what keeps them up at night. They may not tell you because those are things that they hold deep. And so what we do really is try and find out what's inside that's concerning them and how do we fix that?
Well, how do you do that?
That's just through the process of asking more about family and, you know, financial situation and things like that we don't always talk about mm-hmm. with friends. I had a conversation with a lady the other day. She's mid-60s, divorced, and her concerns are making sure she doesn't outlive her money, making sure all of her money doesn't go towards a nursing home, and making sure she can leave money to her kids. And so through the conversation of getting to know what concerns her, I was able to come back in and give her a plan that could take care of all of those needs.
And, you know, in another social context, you wouldn't know that.
Right. Yeah. Oftentimes you don't hear these concerns. Many times people are afraid to tell you. People often think that these questions about life insurance are, well, everybody should know that, so I feel stupid asking. so they don't say anything. Mm-hmm. What I hope is that we can get to the bottom of that, because there is no stupid question in this. Because just like your question earlier about didn't realize that the money passes on tax-free, a lot of people don't. And that's what I want to help. And I think other folks do as well, is help break through that, break through those hard questions and get you the help that you need.
So I come in here, are you going to say, Bob, what keeps you up at night?
That will definitely be one of the questions, yeah.
But I mean, really, that's probably a good place to start.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's a good place to start. Another one of my mentors once, one of their lines that they use is, tell me about what money was like growing up. And if you're working with somebody that grew up through the Depression, you understand how conservative they are, and potentially the majority are, and how they want to leave some money to family and take care of them, and they don't want that to ever happen to anybody again. And I think it's a great question to lead in with as well, because you start to find out a little bit about the core of their financial thought process.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Iowa Dermatology with Dr. Jennifer Palmer and Jordan Greiner, Jill Veenstra, Prudential First Appella Realty, The Sweet Leaf, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Benz & Sons Tree Service, and Summit Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com. In the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Solar Drops Vapor Company in Pleasantville, Pleasant Care Living Center in Pleasantville, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Jim Hicks and Barry Griffith, Groenwald Chiropractic, and People's Bank.
I continued my conversation about life insurance with Todd Chambers with McKay Insurance in Knoxville. Do you ever sit across the table here and think, they're not telling me everything? Is there, and try to figure out why? Or
yeah, and you know, sometimes people hold some of that close to the vest, and sometimes we will have somebody just come in and say, look, I need a $500,000 20-year term policy. And they don't necessarily want to talk any further about it. That's just, maybe they've already done the research or feel that that's what they need to cover a certain debt, and they don't want to look beyond whatever their initial thought process is. And that's fine, too. We're here to help everybody. So if somebody's already got something in mind that they want, great, let's work with them. If we can take it further and go a little more in-depth with it, we will. And if not, that's okay, too.
All right, so it's sort of up to the person that comes in.
For sure. Yeah, we're not going to grill them. It's not an interrogation. It's if they want help and want to go through the process, we will.
So why not just every once in a while when I'm online, I'll see something pop up by life insurance on a web pop-up ad. Why not do that? It looks pretty cheap to me.
Yeah. The thing is, every company is different, and you don't know what you're getting, and you don't necessarily have somebody sitting across the table from you explaining what you got. You want to make sure it's not an accidental policy. You know, one that, well, if I have a heart attack, it doesn't actually pay out. You know, there's some of those policies out there that look really good, but they're not necessarily what you thought they were. The other piece is, I think it's important to sit down with an agent and talk through the process, because every company is different. Now, I'll use some examples that we're seeing here recently. We've got about three companies that will consider somebody that chews tobacco a non-smoker, or most companies would call them a smoker, so we can get better rates that way. As times are changing, and obviously not in Iowa yet, but for somebody in Colorado that maybe smokes marijuana, there are companies now that are changing and saying, well, if you do that 4 days a week, we'll just call you a smoker, as right, opposed to rating that for a drug per se. There's companies now that call e-cigarettes smokers, but other companies that don't. So I think it's important to actually visit with somebody as opposed to going out and online and buying it, because you may be buying something that you shouldn't have.
Well, and we're not going to be able to have the conversation like we're having right now.
Right. You won't get the more in-depth process of, well, how do we cover it? You know, online, I don't think you're going to go out and buy a life insurance policy that could also help you in a nursing home situation. For example, many of our companies will, let's say you have a $100,000 death benefit and you go into a nursing home. As long as we sold the policy with the rider on there, you could use $2,000 a month of your life insurance to pay tax-free money towards your nursing home.
Well, that's nice.
And those are the conversations that you're not getting with your online quoting system.
No. Well, I don't even know.
Right.
I don't know anything, really. I mean, with that, there's no responsibility that I see.
For sure. And that's the hard part about going out online and buying it yourself is there's just so many different types of life insurance, so many options with life insurance anymore, and how much do you get? So I think it's great to sit down with somebody, visit about it, and find out what will actually help your situation.
It must be really sad when you talk with a person that didn't have any or not enough life insurance.
Yeah, that's all too common, where you see somebody that didn't have life insurance in place. And I mean, we see it every day on social media, somebody with a GoFundMe account because there wasn't life insurance in place. And that's sad that we didn't have that in place, because you hate to put that burden on their friends and family to cover it. So I just encourage people to get something to cover their needs and take care of at least the funeral expenses and some bills for their family. It's probably the most unselfish insurance that you can buy, because you're not going to get the benefit out of it. It's you're taking care of your loved ones.
Thanks to Todd Chambers for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.